The Colored Birds. It's a high-rise apartment next door. And he beats her at night, and she screams, and nobody stops it. And I see her the next day standing in the driveway with huge curlers in her hair. And she has her huge buttocks jammed into the same black slacks, and she says, standing in the sun, "God damn it, 24 hours a day in this place. I never go anywhere." And then he comes out proud, the little matador, a Jewish pail of shit, his belly hanging all over his bathing trunks. He might have been a handsome man once, might have. Now they both stand there, and he says, "I think I'm going for a swim." She doesn't answer, and he goes inside to the pool and dunks into the fishless, sandless water, the peroxide codeine water. And I stand by the kitchen window drinking coffee, trying to unboil the fuzzy, stinking picture. After all, you can't live elbow to people without wanting to draw a number on them. Every time my toilet flushes, they can hear it. Every time they go to bed, I can hear them. Well, soon she goes inside and then comes out with two large colored birds in a cage. I don't know what they are. They don't talk, they just move a little, always seeming to twitch their tail feathers and shit. That's all they do. She stands there looking at them. He comes out, the little tuna, the little matador out of the pool, a dripping, unbeautiful white, the cloth of his wetsuit gripping clearly against his balls. "Get those birds in the house." "The birds are gonna die." "I said, get those birds in the house." "But the birds need sun." "You listen to me. I said, get those birds in the house." She bends and lifts them, her huge buttocks in the same black slacks, looking so sad. He slams the door. Then I hear it. She screams. She screams again, then, and she screams. I pour another coffee and decide that's a new one. He usually beats her at night. It takes a man to beat his wife night and day. Although he doesn't look like much, he's one of the few real men around here.